Growth has both an upside and a downside. It's a sign of the health of a community. It can also threaten the character of a community. WFAE's ongoing series, Block by Block, looks at the challenges of growth. Today, as part of that series, WFAE's Charlotte Talks addressed how to grow the right way. Host Mike Collins spoke to Charlotte architect Tom Lowe about community fears of neighborhoods like Plaza Midwood becoming sterile.
You've mentioned this term earlier, Tom, and I think so did Michael, but you talk about sterilizing development. That's a new term for me. I think I know what you mean, but I've never heard it put in those words. So what do you mean by sterilizing?
Well, that's not my term. It's something that came out of people here in Charlotte. And the first time I saw it was a banner that was held up at a city council meeting that said they're concerned about Tommy's Pub in Plaza Midwood, and came out in force and organized, and they held up signs that said, "Don't sterilize Charlotte." And I think that kind of hit on a lot of what people's emotions these days with all the new stuff that's happening, and whether change is happening in a good way.
Well, that's interesting you mentioned Tommy's Pub, because in the program we did not too long ago on Plaza Midwood and Noda and Elizabeth, Tommy's Pub came up, and we had a developer working in Plaza Midwood, and we had the head of the Plaza Midwood Neighborhood Association, and the development would take out Tommy's Pub, and you would have thought that the head of the neighborhood association would have been against that, but he wasn't, and he said most of the residents aren't, because they don't frequent it. So when you have a situation like Tommy's Pub, which is unique, which is funky to say the least, how do you know whether it stays or go? How do it goes? How do you know whether that's a good idea to eliminate it or to preserve it? How do you know?
Well, there are a lot of things that can help with that decision. One of the things is it's loved by everyone within that area, and I think you just feel that. I think it is the oldest, kind of hangout.
Uh-huh.
And when people look at the building, some people see it as being, kind of an old passé, building that's, no longer useful. But I see those types of buildings. It's a building type. It's an old shopfront building type. It's very charming. It's very relevant today as a model for how we can grow. And mm-hmm. and that I do a lot of work actually around the country, all over the world, and one of the building types that we constantly are applying is that exact same building type. It's very resilient. It's a building that learns and can be adaptable over time. And I think that the key is just trying to figure out how you can accommodate that and what kind of development, if it's very dense, that you put next to it.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
when you preserve a place like Tommy's Pub and you do allow development mm-hmm. around it, doesn't it stick out like a sore thumb? Does that not all you've altered the character of the neighborhood surrounding it?
Mm-hmm.
Does that become the pimple on the nose of that development?
I think that again, let's boost an appreciation for architects and architecture. I think that architects can sharpen their pencils. They can be very, very accommodating, sympathetic, and they can complement development.
But are architects in control, or is it the developers who are in control?
Well, that's another good point. Because of the climate right now with financing, it's very formula driven. It's a very coarse grain, very large scale approach, and the materials and all sorts of things are kind of predefined.
Talked about this a little bit the last program. Yep. We talked about all these apartment buildings going up, and although they're not exactly the same, there is a fundamental sameness about mm-hmm. the elevation of these apartments. And even the developers will sit here and tell you that the floor plans of these apartments are fairly identical. So you might be encouraged to move into it when it's brand new, but in 5 or 10 or 15 years when it isn't brand new anymore and you're looking at all these different apartments that are fundamentally the same inside, what's the incentive to want to rent one of those as opposed to something that will then be new? And the fact that the elevation of these apartments is relatively the same, it is changing the look of the city. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because cities do develop looks over time.
Well, I think every era, kind of developed its own character, and I guess we're inheriting this kind of look.
Well, how would you describe the look?
Well, it's interesting. I did a little research because, I was thinking, similar things, but, it's kind of like this kind of five B's came out that I kept reading and hearing, bland, boring, beige, behemoth boxes, and I was just like, well, there you go. And I think if the community is feels that way about it, then we should do something about it. We need to push back a little bit.
That's architect Tom Lowe speaking to Charlotte Talks host Mike Collins. Mr. Lowe is director of Civic by Design, which holds monthly forums on growth issues in the Charlotte area. You can go to our website to hear today's Charlotte Talks program or listen to the repeat broadcast tonight at 9 on WFAE.